This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The night of September 11th, President George W. Bush addressed the nation.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
The next day, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, a Democrat, said Congress stood united behind the president in condemning the attacks.
The world should know that the members of both parties in both houses stand united in this.
There was a lot of inter-party unity right after 9/11. The messages that the public was receiving were not inherently politicized. And there was a moment in which that could have happened around COVID. And to my surprise, it didn't.
Skylar Cranmer is a political scientist at The Ohio State University. His team analyzed tens of thousands of tweets sent out by members of Congress, the idea being to determine how and when COVID-19 became a politically divided issue. Cranmer says the split happened quickly. From mid-January to the end of March, Democrats sent nearly twice as many tweets about COVID-19 as did Republicans. And the two parties spoke about the virus differently, too. Democrats frequently used words like health, testing, and leave, as in sick leave. Republicans tended to favor words like together and business. The findings are in the journal Science Advances. Cranmer says this division among political elites has serious consequences. It fractures the response of everyday Americans to the threat. If instead both parties had been united, he says,
the cues that would be sent to individuals would almost certainly have led to more consistent behavior changes on the part of the public and probably slowed the spread of disease and probably saved lives.
As Anthony Fauci said on a June 25th Facebook Live event with the Sacramento Press Club and Cap Radio,
it should not be a political issue. It is purely a public health issue. Forget the politics. Look at the data.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.